Blog Talk Radio.
The cars are unwinding. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again, again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Standing by?
Yeah, I believe it's Brother Dennis.
Oh, Brother Dennis.
Yes.
Tell me when it's about. Let me do 30 minutes. How long
okay.
We got? 45?
Yes, sir.
And then I bring Brother Dennis on. We bring him on and let me I'll tell you. I'm gonna go through this history right quick.
Okay.
And then I answer the questions. All right.
Okay.
We're studying today in what it would be the highest form of esoteric knowledge. There are two types of knowledge, exo and esso. Esso is the hidden knowledge that you find in the Masonic order. We'll be studying the history of Judaism in this language. It's not called Judaism in the people's language. And in order for us to understand, when we study history of each nation of people, the key thing is the language, because no nation of people can come into existence without language. Each nation of people has its own language. its own signs and symbols that goes with the language. And it's very important that when you're studying this that you have to factor in everything and get everything that keyed up. And I'm glad I have to start all over again because there were so many people missed last week because I found some more lessons I had did on this, and I'm going to attack this at another angle than what I did last week. And I put it off into a lecture form that Cole and I have called What's in a Name. We had that on, we put out cassette tapes on What's in a Name and how we explain this. So I'll break it down into that. Why is it important to study Judaism? And the reason it's so important to study Judaism, Christianity and Islam came out of Judaism. And according to Judaism, you first had to understand Judaism before you could understand Islam and Christianity. And the only way that you can understand that is that you would have to do the complete history of the Jews, who you call the Jews. And when you do the complete history of the Jews, this would be known as a study called Hindu theism, which is the study of each nation of people. That's what we do here in this class right here. We study the nation history that is written, and we have 250,000 years of history to write. And the Judaism came into existence at 2500 B.C., but when we go to that, we'll know when Judaism came in, but we're going to start before it was Judaism. And first we'll go to the 10th chapter of Genesis and find out who the Jews are. The Jews is a slang name. We'll discuss that, how that word got to be Jew in this language and not who they are is Yehuda is the name of them. And the story of Yehuda and Yasharal, which would be these two tribes of people you call Judah and Israel. And when we go back into the beginning is that we first ask ourselves questions. We go who, what, when, how, why, and where did it come from? So they say their knowledge, if you study Judaism, they'll say their knowledge come from the ancient Sumerians, which is the oldest history that we have that's available to us, that we have documentation on, and language. And how you knew the people and what they believed in was strictly by the language. The Yehudas, which is the Jews, and I use the word Jews because we're communicating in this language, Jews spoke a language different from what their brothers spoke. Their brothers is Gomer's son, Ashkenazer. So when you go in the 10th chapter, you can pick it out. And Magog, Gog, and Tubal, that's the Germanic race of people. That's his brothers that lived in the Caucasus Mountain. They didn't live in the Caucasus Mountain, and they lived with the ancient Sumer, the Sumerian people. This is where these tribes of people, these two tribes, it was 12 of them, these two tribes of people stayed at this particular time. This is what we're talking. Their language was called the La Yaquadash, meaning the language of Yah. And this was a universal language. Every black nation of people on all four hemispheres spoke this language. All four hemispheres, everybody spoke the same language because Earth belonged to Yah, and it wasn't a god, it was your father, and Amun-Yah was your mother. That was the belief system that we had, that every colored person had here that was on Earth. Earth was made up of people of color. The people that lived down here on Earth, that inhabit Earth, was the people of color, and they spoke one language. And this, the 10th sign and symbol in the language is Yah, and it's in its male form, and it's when it becomes the creative form, it's in its feminine form, Y-A-H, And that's another lesson for another time, because the language carries with it also a knowledge. But now we're talking about a history of the Jews. The Jews was the only people that came from the east to the west that believed in the ways of Yah. And so right now, when the east meets the west, this is the west over here, you're talking to Dawaya, a Yah man, the Yah man of the west, who know who the Yah man of the east is. And what happened in the east, to see all the east came to the west, and you brought your common nonsense of worshiping gods from the east, you came over here in the 9th century. So we know when you came over here to Hayah's country. So as we speak today, we're going to learn, go through some traveling, and find out how you got your dark complexion, how this white boy got his white butt over here, and how you got your dark complexion butt over here, and start believing what this white boy had told you when the Jews had already explained to you about what their brother had did to you. The Jews brought the story. They the chosen people of God. That's the reason they the chosen people of God, because they know damn well what they talking about when you study the history. I'm not biased either. I'm talking history. This is what's written in history. I didn't write it. I'm just 68 years old. That's all I am. This should be here over thousands of years, 250,000 years to be exact. This is just that I happen to entertain it on my travels up and down to and for in the land. How you tell the people was by their language. They spoke this language, this one language. Everybody had this one language, and everybody was in the ways of Yah. The ways of Yah did not carry with it no priesthood. It did not carry it no kings. It did not carry with it nothing other above your priesthood with you. You had moral laws that you went by that was backed up with, if you didn't do these moral laws, they'd kill your ass, point blank, just as simple as that. They didn't give a damn who you were. They kill you. And so if you, some of the Muslim countries use that law right now, and you'll see that they ain't got the crime and all that common nonsense you got in these three brothers countries, the Canaan, these Jews brothers, which is a Germanic race of people. So we know them by this language. So when we study the history, we'll come through the Bible, and we'll come all the way up, and we'll fast forward. Well, you know who the Adamites are. You know how the Adamites got here. You see the history of ancient Sumer. Then you see the history of the Adamites, which came at 4004 B.C. This was the mixing of the Anunnakis with the Germanic race of people, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. These three brothers, the Jews will tell you the story on that. We already done did that part of that history, so you already know that. So we can fast forward all the way up until after David's death. You can see this is where this you can see the falling away of Yahwehism amongst the tribes of Judah and Israel. You see them going astray, and what causes them to go astray. So if you can see what causes them to go astray, then you understand what the hell is going on as we speak now. It said after David's death, his son Solomon built a magnificent temple in Jerusalem, which replaced the tabernacle. But let's go back into the days of Samuel, when they had no king. And Samuel told him, say, if you get a king, you got to do this if you get a king. You got to do that if you get a king. The king going to put you in this slavery, and the king going to give you rules, and the king going to do this. Saul said, didn't it? But the people wanted it because the people around them, the Canaanites, had kings, and they wanted a king. So Saul gave him a king. Samuel gave him a king. Saul, you know the story. So this is the beginning of the Canaanite worshiping of the gods, the falling away. You can see as the scriptures unfold, you can see how the when the Jews allowed themselves to be influenced by the false religion of the Canaanites and other nations around them, as a result, they violated their covenantship and relationship with their father. And to correct them and guide them back, the father, Yah, sent a series of prophets who bore his message to the people. And the prophecies became very unique in the futures of the Jewish religion because everything these prophets said about them came true. In fact, 18 books of the Hebrew scriptures bears prophets' names. And Isaiah was one of the most devastating of those prophets to let you know about what had happened in that day and period and time of the people falling away and from Yahwehism and start putting worshiping Canaanite God. But as you study the history, Brother Drew, I found something so amazing. You're going to find in every nation of people language the language of Yah, and you're going to find in every religion, you're going to find that name Yah. And they tell you in most religion, this is the creator, this was the father, and this, and this is that. But in every religion, I don't care what religion you start with, Hinduism, which is the oldest religion, and then Judaism, and then Zoroastrianism, it goes right down in a chronological order when you study the history of religion, and you're going to find this word Yah. You're going to find it YA in its original form. And what's so killing about it is that these books that's wrote, you could never change anything. It tells you that in the book. You couldn't revise it and put it in a version. And so the people that believe in revised version and you practicing Christianity and Islam, you have fallen away from the original. And this is where we have to study the history to understand that you done fell away from the, you know, the belief of Yahwehism had no priesthood. How we know this? Because who was the first priest in that nation's history was Aaron during the times of Moses. They ain't had no priesthood up until that point. And they clearly tell you before there was a prophet in Israel, there was a seer. And they are very understanding about that. They didn't pray. Nobody prayed. Only the Canaanite people prayed. Yahwehism, it doesn't require praying. See how you know that? It was all the way up into the sixth chapter of Matthew in the gospel. You know, the Bible broke down into different books. It was in the gospel when they started praying because the disciples didn't know how to pray. You go to the sixth chapter of Matthew. So they asked him, how do you pray? Because they didn't pray. How you know they didn't pray? Because it clearly tells you that they divine. So you have to understand what divining is. What is divining? What oracles did they use and they divine upon them? And when did oracles come into Judaism? Because oracles is not into Yahwehism. All of this stuff, when did this stuff come into play? When we go back and study the history, this is what we're going to find out. It's when all of this stuff come into play. Yes. Now, in 539 BCE, Cyrus the Persian defeated Babylon and permitted the Jews to resettle their land and rebuild their temple in Jerusalem. And when they did this, Jerusalem later were affected by the Persians' culture. Now, Persians' culture, that is another religion called Zoroastrianism. So you're going to see Zoroastrianism come into the teaching of Yah right here because of the Jews that had settled in that area. And you'll see when we study the history, I laughed out loud because you can see where if you study the history of the Jews, you are studying the history of the African Americans, Brother Drew. It's identically when you study the history, and then you study the 457 years of the history of the African American, because you ain't been an African American for 457 years. You didn't become African American, but you, the people that calling themselves African American, your history starts in 1555. That's 457 years ago. So you can see exactly how these three brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, the Germanic race of people, how they started defeating Yahwehism and taking a belief, because as they got conquered and took on the culture, they took on, that's the reason they became known as the Persian Jews, the Russian Jews. Every country has its own Jew. That Jew, through Reform Judaism and conservative Judaism, as we speak right now, has reformed himself into that with a belief that started off. Because, see, you got four kinds of forms of Judaism, and when we study this history here, you can see the breaking off of the four forms of Judaism. And you can see their history is because it said here that a lot of the Jews that spoke the language, after certain generations, these Jews could not even speak the language, Brother Drew. They didn't even know anything about the history of themselves, and they had been absorbed into another culture and came from another country, culture. But that's the same way that happened with the African American. He don't know nothing about his mother culture, to the standpoint where he believes and calls himself his father's culture. You see, the African American believes that he come from the tribes of Magog, and he came from the tribe of Ham, as we speak right now. You see, and if you ask him what his name is, goddamn it, he'd tell you. He's a white man. He and his mom and daddy raised him this way, and he ain't going to change. That's the reason Elijah Muhammad told you that the only way you change your mind, you had to change your name. That's the reason y'all became exes, Brother Drew, and that's the reason y'all got y'all new name, because you had a new mind and a new way of life. You came out of the teaching of your white daddy, because if you're African-American, your dad is white, your mama is African. And your creation story and what your African mama believe in is totally different from what your white goddamn daddy believe in. And that's facts right there, and it can't be argued. You know, most people get upset when they tell you that, Brother Jew. Now, when this happened, you see, these Jews became known as Desporium Jews. That's at Ezra 2:64. Now, that word Desporium means they scattered. They became scattered. I mean, this is how they got their name, and they took Judaism, the original teaching of Yahwehism, and then they hid it off into Masonic order. Why? It was funny. See, like the Sephardic Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews is the only two communities right now that existed back in that day. And so the Sephardic Jews in the daytime, they was the richest Jews that was in Spain. And they was in the daytime, when they was merchants out there, they was stone Catholic. Roman Catholic, Brother Jew. And at night they come home and practice Yehudaism 500 miles an hour. But in the daytime they wouldn't eat their food and stuff, but they had them food like hell, the merchants and shit, that they was practicing Catholicism in the name of Jesus Krishna, when the Roman Catholic Church had said that when Spain broke away from them, that they were the Antichrist and renamed the Christian God Jesus Christo. You there with me, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. I was getting another noise there. But see, when they realized that, what they really, this is, these are what these despairing Jews. And you can see that when Judaism, when the Greeks, and that's, they weren't called Jews when the Greeks conquered the tribes of Yehuda. They weren't called Greeks. They was called IEWS, I-E-W-S, the Greek IEWS. And in, you can see that by the 4th century, the Jewish community was in a state of flux, and was they preyed on the waves of a non-Jewish culture that engulfed the Mediterranean world, and beyond the waters emerged from Greece, and Judaism emerged from them with a Hellenistic garment. In 332 BCE, the Greek general Alexander the Great took the Mid-East and lightning quick conquered and was welcomed by the Jews when he came to Jerusalem. Alexander said that the Jews were the smartest people in the world. And these old Jews took on, you can see the teaching of Judaism take on a Hellenistic form of the Hellenistic race of people. That's the reason you got the Mesmerite Jews. And in case you don't know what Hellenistic is, that's your white daddy. All white folks is Hellenistic. And your teaching up on any European state is Hellenistic. And you there, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. We still here, Brother.
But dropping something. Yeah, see, you see that everything is up under Hellenistic right now. When they came out of at 32 BCE, you see everything become Hellenistic, and you see that the dispersing Jews, the scattered Jews, began to speak Greek instead of Hebrew. So towards the beginning of the 3rd century BCE, the first translation of the Hebrew scripture called the Septuagint was made into Greek, and through it, many Gentiles came to have respect for and familiarize themselves with the Jewish religion. Some even converted to Jews. On the other hand, becoming converted with Greek thoughts, and some even became philosophers, some even started new Jewish communities called Philo of Alexandria was one of those Jewish communities. Now, we see Judaism going from what they call a religion of many voices as we speak now. And today, you can see where the idea, Brother Drew, is where one way became, now as we speak, this one way of Judaism has become four different ways now, four different beliefs, and ain't none of them the belief that only one sect has the original belief. See, that's what happened to Christianity. See, Christianity is Catholicism. See, when you say that you are Christian, that means that your God's name is Jesus Krishna. And then some people broke away, and they call it Jesus, and some people broke away, call it Jesus Christ. You Antichrist. You ain't teaching. You call yourself a Christian, but you ain't a Christian. And because the only way you're a Christian is you have to practice Catholicism. You have to go through them masses. You broke away from the religion, and this is show you how they were the first. Judaism broke away, had this division throughout generation of people, and out throughout generation of people, you can see how original Christianity got reformed and became Protestant, and then it became Calvinism, and then it became angelic gospel Christian epistle, and then it became what it is today, and all the different changes when we go through the history of Christianity, and we are going to do that, but you first had to learn the history of Judaism. Now, the Orthodox Jew. Yes, sir.
We have the 30-minute mark also.
Okay, let me read this off right quick. Orthodox Jews, that's the branch, was not only accepted that the Hebrew Tanakh is inspired scripture, but also believed that Moses received the oral law from Yah on Mount Sinai, and at the same time he received the written law. Orthodox Jews keep the commandments of both law. They believe that the Messiah is still to come and appear to be bring Israel to a golden age. Because of differences of opinion within the Orthodox group, various factors have emerged. One example is Hasidic. The Hasidic Jew, that means the pious. These are viewed as ultra-Orthodox, founded by Israel ben Israel, known as Baal Shem. Listen to that name that he named himself, Baal Shem. You know me and you know what that means. Master of the good name. In the mid-18th century in Eastern Europe, this is a breakaway. They followed a teaching that highlighted music and dancing resulted in mystic. Many of them believed, including reincarnation, and based on the Jewish mystic books known as the Kabbalah and the 12 books of Moses. Today they led by rabbis, Hezekiahs, and their Hasidics are found mainly in the United States and in Israel. They wear a particular style of Eastern Europe garb. You've probably seen them. It's all black. Today they are divided into sects, which follow different rabbis. And then you've got the Reform Jews, known as the liberal and progressive Jews. See, he believes everything goes. He's a mesmerite Jew. He believes in Jesus Christ. And then you got the conservative Jews, which came up in 1845. These different forms of Judaism that they say they believe in Yah, they doing the belief of Yah, these are breakaways. And so you can see where Judaism right now, as we speak, is divided off into four different sects, and it ain't the original. You had to know how all of these breakaways and what time period and breakaway. Now, Judaism is reformed in America as we speak today in mesmerite Jew. That's the reason you believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior and was the Savior, but Jesus Christ is nothing but Mithraism, because Jesus Christ, if it's translated out of Jesus to the Isus, Isus Krishna is the same as Mithraism. So the teaching of Jesus Christ is Mithraism of the three different doctrines of the Anglican Church, of High Church, Low Church, Broad Church, and up under the Nicolaitan doctrine, which is a false teaching. And so when we understand how all this stuff got turned around by the mesmerite Jews, gave the white boy, his brothers, a false teaching because they didn't want them to have power. We already know that. So put Brother Dennis on whoever's on the line. Brother Drew.
All right, I'm going to the phone lines right now.
Hello?
You on with us, Brother Dennis?
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What you want to talk about, Brother Jenny?
I wanted you to bring up the teaching on where the word angel came in and how it came into being put into the Bible.
Well, how the angels got put into the church was back in the 12th century when the Pope was in England. If you trace the history of the popes in England, and he saw this tribe of people, the angels. You got three barbarian, heathen, pagan tribes that lived in Great Britain. They was the angels, the Saxons, and the Jutes, when you go study their history. The angels were supposed to be a beautiful race of people, and this is how the angels became got into the church, the teaching of the angels. Also, go look online and get a book called The Teaching of the Devil, The History of the Devil's Teaching. Let me see what that book is, Brother Drew. I got it right out because I was looking in that book. It's called the It's called The History of the Devil and the Idea of Evil. You can Google that. That book is you can go online and get that book. It's an excellent book that will break down all of that. And the ISBN number is 0517150-64-6. If you get this book, everything that I've talked about today is in this book, broke down, and it's an excellent book to have in your archness. Cole and I have been had this book for about 20-some years, pretty good while, and that's a good book to have to break down that history there, Brother Dennis. You got another question?
No, I just wanted to say another book that I highly recommend is the Fossilized Customs.
That's a cheap book that everybody in my class got. I think you got the information on that. I ain't got mine with me.
I have that. Called the Fossilized Customs of Pagan Customs. And it's by Lou White. I don't have to rent IN number on it, but I carry that with me everywhere I go.
You can go up online and find that, because you went up there and found it when I told you. And
I went straight to Amazon.
You
can go to Amazon and that, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
The more you order, the cheaper they are. Because everybody in my class used to have that. You got another?
No, I don't have another one right now.
All righty.
Oh, yeah, I do. I had a gentleman ask me about the first man. Who was the first man? They was thinking Adam and Eve, and I had to set them straight. So I wanted the other people to know about that. Who you say was the first man?
Okay, if we go back 250,000 years ago and study the history of man, then we'll start in the Eastern Hemisphere. That history started with the Twa people, T-W-A, also known as the Pygmy. The Jews started that history so that they can find that history all the way back. The Jews wrote the history of the Eastern Hemisphere, Josephus and Homer, the Jew, the IU, he called himself IU. So when we start history there, this is in the East, the North and the South Hemisphere. And I tell everybody, your ass is in the Western Hemisphere. And don't get us confused with the East, because we ain't them people over there. And it was everybody over here was people of color. Well, there wasn't nothing over here that wasn't colored, because the people that lived in the Western Hemisphere on the West Coast was the Olmec, and they was black as hell. And in the middle part was the Creek Nation. That's where I come from. We were black as hell. And the Red Man, the Algonquin Nation of people, was on the East Coast. And something else I found out, Brother Dennis, that was very interesting, that I called Cole and said that we missed this when we were studying history. I want you to check this out. When I was studying, I was going back through history, and different thing and ran across his brother Drew and brother Dennis. It's John Eliot in 1604 to 1690. In 1661, he translated the Bible into Algonquin language. The first American Indian edition came out in 1661. They started poisoning that red man, the Algonquin Nation of people who signed the damn peace treaty with the Anglo-Saxons over here, who signed that damn peace treaty to make this place America, the country it was right now, and they befriended them. They had a Bible. They used religion on them first, because the Olmec and the Creek Nation, my nation of people, we never was conquered by the white man. We didn't sign no damn peace treaty. We still at war with his ass. Now, I tell his ass that in the New York spoke God, for his God get the message. You see, this is something that was very interesting that we had missed, me and Cole, is we should have asked ourselves a question: when did they give the indigenous people who it was? It was the Algonquin. I got it right here in this history book called The Timetables of History, a historic release of pieces. It's put out by based on the Touchstone Book Company out of New York. And that ISBN number on this book is 0671249 88-6, and that's a hell of a book to have, because it breaks down everything, Brother Drew. But that's when they started indoctrinating the people over here with that Christianity bullshit, and we found that out. You got another question, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Nope. I'll say, is anybody else on the line?
No questions, no more.
Okay, brother. Yeah, so, Brother Drew, I mean, this is a good way to find out, by traveling this way, about how everything got started. So we don't see the breakaway in Judaism and how it became reformed. As this, see, the key, Brother Drew, is that you could never change what was written in the beginning of Yahwehism. Anytime you got a revised version of something, and the Bible that was given to us over here is a revised version, red light should go up in you when you read in that same book. You read in that book that you couldn't change nothing, and then you got to see the Bible's broke down like this here. It's broke down into the Torah, the Tanakh, the Gospel, and at the second, the Acts, and the definition of Acts is a drama, and at the second Thessalonians comes the New Testament. Now, when you break the Bible down into those five divisions, then you can understand it a little better, because the Jesus of the gospel, what he believed in, the Jesus of the New Testament, two different things. Their names even changed, the Tars. Because when Jesus of Nazareth is the Jesus you find in the gospel. In the New Testament, you find Jesus the Christ, Thomas. And now that's when it all got confused in Christianity. And we're going to study the history of Christianity as soon as we get through with Judaism. And we might about wrap it up, because I think that you get you got a basis of it. And so when we study the history. See, the first Christians, so-called Christians, they were Jews that had broke away from the Orthodox Judaism, because they say they didn't agree with what they was teaching. So the first Christian was prostrate Jews that had broke away, and they believed strictly in the Torah and